ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas, boys and girls!
Hey, welcome everyone. Adventure AI host Tyler Crump here with
Jason Conforto playing Santa Claus.
It is I, Maddie Triggs, as Krampus.
And Ross being Jolly Kindle.
We wanted to just let you know that this year we are going to be doing some reruns of the previous seasons of our Christmas season, specifically this year. We wanted to make sure that everyone got a chance, especially with these being not like our normal run one-shots. Right. We're having them actually back-to-back. We're going to go all the way back to the first Christmas, which was Naughty List Nonsense, I think is which one it was.
So we can all relive the Christmas, and it also gives us time to finish the third Christmas season that we're in the middle of recording right now.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. It's just for a recap.
It's just for a recap to get you up to speed.
And
so
a
that means
in a pear tree.
That means we're probably going to release our third Christmas season after Christmas, which is
as
on
is
par.
Tradition.
Is tradition. Yes. Christmas tradition that we have.
Valentine's Day miracle.
Yeah,
that's right.
So enjoy these Christmas episodes. Ho, ho, ho!
Or else we'll put you on the naughty list. The back of what's his name? Slay. What's his name?
What?
Starlight.
Starlight. Oh, yeah. It's hot. All right. Welcome back. Welcome back to Adventure AI. This is part two of, well, I think it's part two. I don't know. It's going to be part two, probably.
Part two, maybe three.
Maybe three.
That last episode was pretty long.
It was a little long. We'll see where it cuts. Welcome to the next part of Naughty List Nonsense. We're still here with Jason as Santa Claus.
Ho, ho, ho. Yes.
Maddie as
Krampus.
Krampus. And Ross as
Jolly Kindle.
Jolly Kindle.
Signal reconciliational specialist. The Gord Lord things in my past.
That's right.
Krampus never forgets.
It seems like you forget when it comes to the naughty list.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
That is true. My friend Krampus, it is kind of your fault that we're in this predicament.
And that's 1d6 psychic damage.
All right, we are picking up where we left off. And where we left off, the players had defeated the gingerbreads and have consumed their corpses.
It was so, so good. You know, I was, during that last combat, I was tempted to cast Animate Dead
on
of the penguins to bring it back as my little companion. But it took a full minute to cast that spell, and we couldn't do that in combat.
Yeah. So.
But you could be amazed what he can do in 6 seconds.
It was delicious, my friends.
You can animate a dead in 60 seconds.
60 seconds to animate dead.
All right.
That's not what I'm doing in 6 seconds.
In 6 seconds, you're just eating a whole gingerbread.
Just a whole gingerbread yeti.
Very true.
A ginger eddy. I don't know what it was.
Bready.
Gingerbready.
Gingerbready. That's right. Gingerbready.
Gingerbready man.
All right, so as you're there finishing up the last bits of the gingerbready and the peppermint penguins, which are delicious.
Oh, they were so good.
The
so good.
Adorable.
The ginger and peppermint, you may not think, but it is good.
Yes.
Very good.
Yes, yes.
Good enough to get on the nice list.
The Twinkle is, again, explaining to you what has happened to them and was saying, I couldn't control my emotions. I felt naughty 1 minute and nice the next, and I just felt out of control. And thank you for bringing some solace to me for a period of time. But
of course, you just have to think about the Christmas spirit whenever you have those feelings.
That's right.
Yeah, the Gord Lord went through something like this. It wasn't as rapid, but after he became a born again Christmas
elf,
yeah, he was able to get back on track. Yeah.
So Twinkle says, I don't believe I can. I would love to continue to help you, but I don't believe I'm complete control of myself. I just don't.
Twinkle, twinkle, my little star. I think you've done enough here.
What kind of malaise is it that he's got going on? Like, is he cursed?
Yeah. You haven't told him anything about the naughty list, right?
No, we're keeping that.
So he has no idea why, but he just feels like he can't contain himself from being.
Can we do like an arcana pooping. Check?
Sure, or? Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Yeah, if he's cursed, I have a solution.
All right, 20.
Okay, so you are very much under the impression that what is happening is whatever the Yuletide or the whatever the Unraveler has done to alter these Yule crystals or change the naughty list is that it is actually making people who were on the nice list, when it puts them on the naughty list, it is changing their behavior.
Like, is it like a curse? So like we couldn't remove curse or
yeah, it's not quite like a curse. Okay. It's not quite a curse, but it is having a magical effect that as people are being shuffled around this naughty list and nice list, and you think that actually what you saw with the gingerbread folk who were normally also very nice, their behavior being towards you is that they have being that they were moved from one list to the other. It's not that they're being moved from the list and that's it, their name is being moved. It's actually changing
the list who controls the behavior.
Yeah, so it's like changing.
I had no idea I was the alignments. Most powerful being in yeah, all of the
yeah.
world.
Little did you know. Yeah.
Wait. The list is controlling the behavior or their the behavior opposite. Is being controlled used, and they're jumping yes, back and forth.
It feels like the so oh. so normally your behavior determines what special. List you're on. Mm. Yeah. Your behavior determines where you go on the list, but what's happening is now that the list is being magically altered, it is now changing people. It's going the other way around. Now, where you are on the list changes how you behave.
Now, with a 20, does Krampus know whether or not Twinkle, Twinkle, our little star mm-hmm. is cursed?
No, they know that it's not a curse per se, it's but it curse. Is coming from this problem with the naughty list.
So greater restoration actually...
Would not make a difference in this case. Yeah,
that's
yes.
too bad.
And after the 10 minutes is up, they will potentially return to a state of instability.
Well,
so I say
like
we get the heck out of here.
We leave. You're right. I think you're right. I misunderstood.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
No, don't worry about it, Twinkle. No, Santa, if you're down, I'm down.
But Santa's name wasn't on any lists, was it?
Yeah, hopefully Santa's immune to the list. I'm immune to the list. So I'm saying our actions we can do whatever we want.
You're on the true
Krampus is
neutral.
Above the law.
The true neutral list.
What's off the list stays off the That's list right. in the North That's Pole.
Right. Stays All off right. the list. All
say
right.
No, say no more. All right, I take out my sword.
As you take out your sword. No.
Perhaps Twinkle, my little star, we could bind you and tie you up for a little while, and when we
please
yeah okay
please right, please do something.
Let the lady with the whip do it.
Yes, we'll let her take care of it.
All right, let's see what you can do in 6 seconds.
Wait, there's only 6 seconds. No, if tying up in 6 seconds is what you want, I have some solutions here.
You know, this is like the one time that the haunted one backstory like actually worked for a character. I thought.
Oh
yeah, so that's my back.
Oh yeah, 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 that's right.
But it comes with manacles.
Hmm. Oh yeah, yeah. yeah. So,
hey, I have. Hey guys, I have just the thing.
Oh, wait, real quick, what do Christmas manacles look like? Perhaps we should ask our friend.
These are, I mean, my past is behind me, but. Some things kind of just got brought along.
These are not Christmas themed manacles. These are
Halloween
themed. They're pumpkin themed.
Pumpkin themed.
They're vines. They're vines. There you go.
They're vines. Yeah. They're pumpkin vines. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Okay. Yeah.
Which means they're kind of scratchy. It's really uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like the pumpkin vines. They get
edit this part out. What's a manacle?
Oh, they're like a.
Remember what? Handcuffs.
Far out. Oh, okay. Yeah.
You got it. Yeah,
cut that part out.
I think we should leave it in.
Yeah. I thought it sounded really good.
It's all right.
In third edition or 3.5, there was actually a subclass that you could get that a friend of mine totally min-maxed, where you would get these manacles, and basically. Because he min-maxed it so hard, it was like within a single round action, he could take any personage, so anything that has like a human form.
Limbs.
And he can, it's like limbs, and he can go from a single attack to completely incapacitated and manacled in one turn. And it was so annoying.
I hate playing with people like that.
So annoying. Okay. Back to the... Okay, so we take the manacles of the...
The Gord Lord.
The Gord Lord, and we will...
I mean, they were the Gord Lords.
They were the
manacles.
Gord Lords manacles. Yeah.
I don't
use them anymore.
The adventurer, formerly known as the Gord Lord. Okay, so as you're manacling and tying up Twinkle, who is very appreciative as before they start to go to a state of instability.
It's not often that someone is grateful to be manacled.
That's right. It's not. And then the
You'd be amazed at what I can accomplish in 6 seconds, my friend.
The Yuletide Muse shows up again. This glimmer of light just parts the air, and the Yuletide Muse comes in.
I love it when my two favorite beings are in the same area.
Oh, yeah.
Yuletide
and Twinkle.
And Krampus.
And Krampus.
And Krampus. My two favorite and Krampus. Yeah, that.
So the Yuletide Muse appears, and she says, Joy Kindle.
Yes?
I found more information. I believe I am close to finding out the location of the Unraveler.
Then why do you need us?
She doesn't need us.
This is an opportunity for us to prove our Christmas spirit.
Okay. Oh,
interesting. Interesting. And she gives you an interesting side look.
Are you guys together?
I'm actually.
I like that you're actually winking at each other too.
Winking. I'm actually concerned that you may not be able to defeat the Unraveler in your current state, but I have a potential solution.
Magic weapons? You come bringing gifts?
In a way, but I cannot.
That's your job, Santa.
I feel like you were usually on the same page. Giving gifts is kind of my shtick.
The Yuletide Muse says, I don't have magical things with me per se, but I do know where some are. Mm. And we will have to go get them. But the problem is that the corruption of the naughty and nice list has expanded beyond just these items, or beyond just people. They've actually expanded to these items. So we have to go get them, and we have to make them right before they will help us. So we have to go to the toy maker shop.
My shop?
With a bunch of cursed items. I can't wait.
Nice.
Can we take a short rest or something?
A short rest. We could do a short rest on our way there. We can get on the toboggan and take a short rest on the toboggan as we go to at the outskirts of the North Pole.
Santa's especially...
The workshop.
Are we leaving Gingerbread Hollow then?
Yeah, we're leaving Gingerbread Hollow.
Good luck with that.
As we bid adieu to Gingerbread Hollow, I extend my heartfelt gratitude to the sweet and spirited gingerbread folk who share their warmth and crumbs of hospitality. May your icing always be thick, and your sugar be sweet, and your ginger spice ever lively. Farewell, gingerbread folk, until our pass cross again in the oven of destiny. Mm. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Was that off the dome, or was that from Alex?
All right, there's a little bit of both. Okay.
All right, so you hop into the toboggan, and the toboggan takes you to the magical workshop just on the outskirts of the North Pole.
The
Yuletide Muse said that she will meet you there. As you arrive, you see this large workshop that is enshrouded in some sort of darkness, and there's some ripples and rips in space time around it, and you can't really see where it's coming from. Yeah,
is this my workshop?
This is a workshop, but it's not yours. It's like an affiliate workshop. You know, when you want to outsource
use them. Outsource.
Yeah, yeah. You're familiar with this, but it's not yours.
So they're not infringing on my turf as much as because that's going to really determine how I feel about this.
No, they work for you but aren't employees.
That's right.
All right.
Contractors.
So I don't actually have to pay them.
No.
Okay.
Nor provide them benefits.
All right.
That's right.
Because Santa Claus is coming to town, and I want to know what my attitude is going to be. But it sounds like I'm aware of this workshop.
Yes, you
I'm
are.
I'm okay with its existence.
You are.
Okay, I feel better. And I'm glad it's not my workshop that's cursed.
Word.
It is not your workshop that is cursed.
Your workshop could never be cursed.
Mm.
This sort of nonsense would never happen under your work.
This has all happened under...
Okay, first of all, that Jolly Kindle, that's the attitude I'm looking for. Krumpus, I'm looking for his attitude a little bit, if you can kind of help us out here.
You knew what I was when you hired me.
I did. Someone I thought I could trust
I gave you a second list. Chance after your felonies. All right. Okay. So you arrive. Sorry, were you saying something?
I'm here to dole out Christmas hate, not cheer, dog.
Oh, no. Maybe the naughty list is affecting you, too.
I am the naughty list. I am. This is my life's work, and it's falling apart before my eyes.
I feel like that would be the perfect line, and like some moment, right? Like,
I am the naughty list.
I am. Let's look for that.
Okay,
let's look
yeah,
for
well, that. Yeah, yeah. Cut this part out.
No, yeah. Just kidding. Yeah. I am the naughty list.
You keep saying I'm on the nice list. No. All right.
You can't handle the naughty list. I am the naughty list.
Yeah, there you go.
That's we'll do that. We'll do that.
Show me the naughty list.
Yeah, show me the naughty list. I am the naughty list.
As you arrive, the
Luke,
Yule...
I am your naughty list.
Okay. Oh, no, we're sisters. You're my sister. No. Isn't that what happens? Yeah, Luke, Leia.
Oh.
No, yeah. It's a weird reveal. Like,
yeah.
All right, let's get back to back to the stuff that we're not cutting out.
There's a lot of naughty list nonsense.
No, we're not cutting any of this out. It's all just going in.
This is all going in. Good.
We play live. Okay. The Yuletide Muse is present when you arrive, and she says to you, "I appear as if I actually cannot enter the facility. The magic is preventing me from going in. I don't know what the Unraveler has done. But what I can tell you is there are three toys that you'll be looking for that you will need to fix.
These are not the toys you're looking for.
I love toys.
These are not the toys you're looking for. There is a tin soldier.
Mm.
There is a wind-up doll.
Mm.
And there is a plush griffin.
Ooh. Yuletide. I don't want to presume, but are we working towards us each getting a gift, one for each of us?
Yes.
All right. Is it something that we should call dibs on now?
Dibs on Griffin.
Maybe.
Okay. I say we call dibs now and then like see what happens, because there might be stuff that's obvious for somebody else, but
it's more fun when somebody else is called dibs on it.
Yes.
I mean, like, but you know, I want you guys to pick what you really want. You called the Griffin and Santa, I'm really sure you would want that toy soldier. I'm sure that the doll would feel weird for you. So I don't mind taking it. I'm not calling dibs on it.
It feels Gord Lord, like you might be calling dibs on the little doll.
No, I'm just saying.
You know what? We'll let you take the wind up doll and enjoy whatever whatever toy you would like. I would take the tin soldier. And I think that sounds great.
Yeah, I just thought you'd like the
tin
soldier.
I know what you're thinking. Jolly Kindle.
You are not slick.
Try kindling your jollies for once.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. You guys, I'm crying.
Merry Christmas.
Merry freaking Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, everybody. In January.
Or possibly July.
July. No,
it won't take that long.
It will be July at this rate, yeah.
All right. Jeez. You can call dibs on which one you want now.
I think we all got what we deserved.
Everyone got what they deserved.
I think everyone's called dibs, and I've just gotten what's just left over.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you got what's left over, Jolly Kindle. Whatever you say, dog.
All right, so the Yuletide News says, We are we are so ready. Okay.
Yeah, we're ready. We're ready.
The Merry Yuletide, Christmas. The Yuletide News says, you will need to find out what is wrong with the device, the creature, the toy. Sorry. You'll need to find out what's wrong with the toy, and you will need to correct it. Mm-hmm. And upon correcting it, then the toy will then be on your side, and then we'll be able to help you in the fight against
Are they Remember. Like summons, or are they like...
I don't know what's happening in there.
But, all right.
But we just get to keep them, right?
Yes.
For keepsies?
For keepsies. For keepsies.
Yep.
All right, let's rock and roll. I kick the door down in there.
As you kick the door down and you enter, and you enter into this dark, ominous-looking toy shop where there are shelves upon shelves of multiple toys, and the lights are not really on. It's just
it's like Five Nights at Freddy's.
A little light Five Nights at Freddy's kind of vibe going on. As you enter in, you will see on the other side of the room the tin soldier, the wind-up doll, and the plush griffin.
Well, those weren't hard to find.
Oh, I found them.
Yeah, not hard to find. And the Yuletide News yells behind you, don't destroy them or it won't work. And the door slams.
I'm glad she said something, actually, because I was ready.
And if you roll for initiative, the toys come alive.
Whoa. The toys are coming alive.
Oh. It is like Five Nights at Freddy's. 10.
10.
21. Oh, Merry Christmas.
So it looks like we're going to go.
I'm pretty sure my 10 was higher than Crustus's 10.
Santa Claus.
Crustus's?
Crustus.
Call me that again, Gordlord. Call me Crustus's again. No, do it.
Call me Crustus one more time.
I'm sorry. Isn't that your name? Am I saying something wrong?
I start melting. Melting.
All right, Santa, you're first.
All right.
Let me give you a little bit more information about the toy soldier.
What's going on with the toy soldier?
So when you look at the toy soldier, you see a toy soldier that's a little bit mangled and twisted up, and his sword is bent, and he's got a dented helmet. But despite his appearance, his eyes gleam with determination.
For murder?
So he has a sword that is bent. His armor's a little beat up. That's pretty much what you can see.
All right. Jingle guard, my little friend. I'm going to cast mending on you.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Interesting. Hold on one second. He can be better at killing us. He can kill us, but more.
Yeah. Why mending?
Just to maybe fix if it fixes the bending, it, and then sword.
Maybe it'll fix his heart.
That makes sense. Santa right. just can't help but
the spell
toys.
Can physically repair a magic item or a construct, but the spell cannot restore magic to such an object.
Okay, so I'm going to cast a spell. As I cast mending upon you, my steadfast jingle guard, let the magic of the season wave through your tin form. May the cracks and the scars be mended, just as the holiday spirit heals all wound. Rise, gleaming and resilient, my trusty companion. Onward, we march, spreading joy and goodwill with each tin-clad step. Click, clack. Here comes Santa Claus!
This guy don't miss.
Fantastic.
A banger every
Fantastic.
Time.
Downside, mending requires you to touch the object.
Oh, I will touch
you
Jingle
will
Guard.
Attempt to touch.
Mm-hmm, I will attempt to touch.
Dexterity?
As long as Jolly Kindle does not cast mending on his doll. All right. Let's roll to touch. Is that a...
Dexterity.
Can I use my strength to touch him? No, I'll use dexterity.
I'm doing opposing dex rolls here.
Oh, okay. Good, because I only got a 9.
Okay. As you reach to touch his sword, he pulls it away from you.
Oh, jingle guard, my little friend. Come here. Give Santa Claus a little hug.
That's your turn. Anything else you want to do?
Yes.
Or try to do, I guess.
Nope. I guess that's what I wanted to do.
Okay.
So no mending occurred.
No mending occurred.
All right. We will try that again.
Okay. Great.
All right.
Okay.
Let's see what he has in him.
My turn. So now Tin Soldier is going to swing its bent sword. And as it swings its sword, it creates this like wave of Christmas anti-Christmas joy, like the antithesis of joy, as it ripples across and creates a cone in front of it. So everyone needs to take a dex saving throw of 14.
23. Fast over here.
And we get your help, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Plus two.
19.
Oh, 23.
I've
got a Christmas 12 over here. I think I failed.
11 damage on a fail, half.
Oh, 11 more. Save.
And the toy soldier.
Santa is down to 77 hit points.
Moves away.
Did we?
We did a short rest on the toboggan ride.
I don't think I heal on a short rest.
Oh, well, that sucks. Yeah, I don't think I did anything. Then the toy soldier backs up towards the wind-up doll and is now standing close to the wind-up doll, trying to protect their back to make sure that the Santa Claus doesn't try to touch him.
Santa Claus is going to touch you.
Show me on the doll where Santa Claus tried to touch you. No.
My sword.
Okay. I'm sorry. I couldn't resist because they're a doll.
It might get cut. We're not. Are we MA? No, we're not.
No, not today.
The wobbly doll, or the wind-up doll you find actually is a little bit wobbly. As you look at the wind-up doll, it starts to move around, but it continues to be in this weird wobbly-ish stance. It can't really hold its balance, struggles to maintain its balance. Its eyes are painted, so they don't move. But it is just there, kind of wobbling around.
I will call her Tinsel Tick.
Tinsel Tick.
That's like a fun bit of flavor.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Well, Tinsel Tick actually, Tinsel Tick will do a spinning move that will. She'll start spinning really, really fast.
Try spinning. That's a cool trick.
I know. Try spinning. That's a cool trick. That's what they're gonna do. And it will move towards, I think it'll only be able to get two of you. So what are you standing? Are you standing in the same
way? I kicked the door down, so I'm in the front.
You're in the front.
I'm always trying to be as close to Santa as is reasonable.
Okay. Well, then it's going to try to move towards Santa and Joy Kindle to try to get two people. So
come to Santa Claus.
So they spin in a circle. You need to make a wisdom save.
Who does?
On a spin?
Yeah, on the spin.
Both of us, or just Jolly Kindle?
Towards you.
Both of us.
Okay.
I'm next to you.
Hey, that makes sense.
Yeah, you guys are really close. We're trying to get both of you. Wisdom
save. We are really close. I'm glad you noticed that.
We are close.
22.
Santa.
Not to brag, but Santa got a 23.
Oh, okay.
I'm not surprised.
Okay.
I am.
You're both unaffected by its spinning, but you can tell that it was trying to, as it was spinning toward you, you felt like a sense of vertigo to some degree, and you were able to recompose yourself. And then the last one, the griffin, this plush griffin appears to be a hodgepodge of mismatched fabrics, with different patches on it, and button eyes. And this one is going to let out a mighty roar that you will see gives some. Both his friends have now felt like invigorated by this roar that the griffin has let out. All right. Who's next?
We both had 10.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Who has the higher dex?
I have plus 3.
I have plus 1, so...
Okay, then you.
Okay. I'm going to use my whip, and I'm going to...
You, Krampus.
There we go.
Me, Krampus. Yes. I, Krampus. I use my whip.
Yeah, you do.
I use my whip. I try to get the key in the back of the wind-up doll and pull it out.
Oh, okay.
So, see if that will stop her.
All right, go ahead and roll for it.
Is it an attack, or is it...
Yeah, let's do an attack.
Okay, so then that's going to be a 25.
25. Okay. You are able to strike loose the wind-up thing from the back of the wind-up doll, and it falls to the ground.
Woo!
And then...
W for Krampus over here!
And it falls to the ground.
I mean, like, those keys just kind of wind it up, right? They don't really run.
I don't know. If you pull it out... come on!
Okay.
Yeah, also magic's not real.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, Santa Claus. Oh, never mind.
Wait a second.
We're sitting right next to him.
Yeah, obviously.
I'm in the room. I'm guys. Right here.
You know, he's dressed as Santa. This is the closest I've ever been to LARPing, it's ladies
true.
And gentlemen.
It's true. It really is.
That was the one line I wasn't going to cross.
I was thinking the same.
Yeah.
That was the one line I said I'd never cross.
Like, I'll be on your podcast as long as you don't make me dress up. And then here we are.
Here we are. I'm full of Christmas spirit, honestly. I might do it again.
Anything else you want to do on your turn?
No.
All right. Joy Kindle.
Oh wait, I have an extra attack.
Yeah, you
duh.
Do.
But I can't. We can't like break the toys, right?
You shouldn't.
Hmm. Oh, we can't break them.
You shouldn't. Say that. Yeah, she told you. Yeah. That if you break them, you don't get them.
Yeah. So I'm just gonna maybe. Yeah, no, that's all I'm gonna do. Cool.
Okay.
Locking it in.
Okay, I am going to. Did losing the its key have any? I mean, you might not know this, but mm-hmm. I'm really perceptive.
Yeah, so, yeah. Well, you said that before. Yeah,
you might
again. Still yet to be seen, but yeah.
Yeah. So if there's anything like that key losing the key would have happened on the doll.
What's
I probably
your
would have
what's your passive perception?
Oh my! Well, it's not about my passive perception. Well,
it is right now.
12.
Yes, so perceptive. You're so
more than me.
Very.
I think I get like advantage or something on perception checks, though.
So. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So can I do that?
Perception check. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Roll advantage.
Let's go with my passive perception.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So 12. Yeah. Doll still going?
You notice that it seems like the doll is still going. It didn't really make a difference that it's out. It seemed like it came out pretty easily, though. But you also notice that there is there's some other like there's some other toy soldiers that are around, and their swords are straight, and everything's good with them, and they're not dented. You notice that there are other wind-up dolls as well, but they also don't have the little... they don't have the thing in their bags. Only she did. And then the griffin, the patchwork plush griffin, you notice that there's actually additional fabric that's off to the side. And that the other griffins that are like on the shelves are not patchworked.
So these are the broken toys that probably didn't get like...
The misfit toys.
The misfit toys. We're in the
misfit toys. Mm. All right, what would you like to do, Chuck Kendall?
Okay, would you say that this doll is a shaped like a human?
Yeah, humanoid. Yeah.
So a humanoid, you'd even say.
I would even say.
Just to be clear, you use the words humanoid. Did you not, DM?
Human-like?
Oh, no. You said humanoid, right?
It's canon.
I didn't say humanoid.
I'm going to...
So let it be written. So let it be done.
Pulling out my snow globe, I'm going to look at that doll, Tinseltick, and I'm going to say, "Beast by the silent nights and frozen stars, be still as the winter's chill." And I'm going to cast Hold Person on her.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Another one. Oh.
And 16. 16 wisdom saving throw is what she has to make.
Okay.
Oh, wait a second. This is a level 5 spell.
Hold Person?
Yeah.
I don't think so, man. I think it's
Hold Humanoid?
Hold Humanoid.
Yeah, you cast at level 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. All your spells are level 5.
I mean, yeah. I think...
You're a warlock.
Yeah, I'm a warlock.
You're a warlock.
Look at me.
You're a warlock,
I'm going
Harry.
To go ahead and...
I'm going to target that toy soldier, too. And
Oh, yes.
Griffin. And the Griffin. How many do you get?
The Griffin.
The Griffin's not a humanoid.
It's, I mean,
it's human enough. Is it on the naughty or nice list? Because, like...
Does he have four limbs and a head?
If you strike, if you prick it, does it not bleed?
Most things you sew together don't. Yeah. But.
Oh, that was my blood. That's what happens when I sew things together.
Oh yes, I'm kind of like put these. These are actually technically.
You can't take it back. You said humanoid.
Therefore, all are humanoid and it is skin.
Krampus is someone else.
Yeah, some other person.
I think two out of three ain't bad. I think if he's going to give us two of these soldiers humanoid form, I think we should. I think we should take the two.
Kind of like
humanoid.
Humanoid-ish.
Humanoid.
Well, I'm humanoid.
Yeah, I'm humanoid as well. All right. Well,
there's a hole.
You know what? We'll let it fly this time. What was the?
It's a Christmas miracle.
Yeah, I think they're technically constructs, which I don't know if that actually applies to them, but.
But it's canon. You said
they're humanoid enough. There's a person trapped inside. No, I'm just kidding. What?
It's Five Nights at Freddy's.
We'll let it fly. Okay. What was the DC?
16.
16 to beat, right?
Yeah.
Wisdom?
Wisdom.
All right. Give me 1 second here. That was for the doll. That was for the toy soldier. Doll doesn't make it. Toy soldier does.
Okay, so doll is held.
The doll is stopped in her tracks after her spin.
Take that, doll.
She slowly winds down and freezes in her place. Santa Claus.
My turn?
That's how you take care of dolls. Krampus.
Was that a threat? That sounded like a threat.
Mild threat. Mild
observation.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, just stating so the sensitive. Obvious. You know. Go ahead.
All right. I would like to grab the tin soldier and cradle him in my arms.
You'd like to attempt to
grab him? I would like to attempt and cast mending once again. But first, I will see if I can touch this metallic creature. Ooh, and I think I will. I think I will, my friends.
Is this like you're trying to grapple him?
Yeah. You can mend him.
Because grappling is like opposing strength checks, right?
Yeah, I'm just trying to... No, I just need to touch him. I just need to touch him.
Okay, so then dex, right?
Yeah.
That one.
All right, I got a 16 plus 2 is an 18.
You are embracing...
All right, I'm going to cast my spell.
Wait, you're going to do the whole spell again?
It's a different spell. Okay. These are cantrips. I can do this all day long.
It's the same spell.
If you'd like me to. Yeah, but I'm casting it differently, if you will.
Oh, yeah, all sure. Right. Yeah, yeah. I understood magic that you had to do it exactly the same every time.
No, that was my understanding as well.
We are using Christmas magic, my friend.
Oh, you're right.
There's different rules.
Completely different.
All right, so I will take this... tin soldier.
Before you do this real quick, and I'm just going to say this, not to try to encourage you to do it in the next little bit, but...
6 seconds.
He has completely forgotten he has a magical bag of stuff that you could, like, pull things out of.
I remember that? About it, too.
No, I do remember that. I just, you know, I like to come up. Yes.
Yeah, okay, we're fine. Yeah, continue. Yeah, yeah.
No, you just let me take 60 points of damage last round. Yeah,
you know. It's all right. Can I
open your magic bag?
Ladies and gentlemen, I have 6 seconds to cast this spell. Now, time works a little bit different for Santa Claus.
Of course, as we've been explaining. Multiple times.
I'm going to take my time casting this spell if you guys just...
All right, clock has started.
All right.
Got to get one of those sand timers.
6 seconds. No, here we go.
Okay. As I cradle you, dear Jingle God, I cast mending with a tender touch. Intertwine the magic of the Yuletide and the essence of your tin being.
And
let
up.
The enchantment mend not only... Let the enchantment mend not only the scars upon you from, but also the bends and twists and that mar your loyal sword. The embrace of the seasonal spell made both soldier and sword emerged unblemished, ready to stand tall and proud in the festive light. Mending work your magic, and may the tin soldier
just keeps going
and his sword be whole once more.
His spell's got more endings than the end of Lord of the Rings. Like right when you think it's gonna be
done. Yeah, you put too much pressure on me for these spells. It's a beautiful thing that Alex wrote for
Gandalf. Or just like Pippin, and then you keep coming
all right,
in.
All right. Yada yada yada. All right. Bend your sword.
As you mend the sword to the toy soldier, yes, his sword will straighten, and as he does so, the dings in his helmet also come out. And then he shrinks down to the size of a tiny little toy.
I fixed it
inside.
Jingle guard, my good friend. I will place you in my
pocket. And as it changes, you can feel just innately,
all the rules
that will determine how this new device will work for you. What this will do is you have now officially, by saving this misfit toy, you have bonded with it, and it is now connected to you directly.
Maybe even attuned to it.
Attuned. Well, you know,
if you will, which
Alex said bonded, so we're bonding
okay,
you.
Okay, we'll bond. How many Christmas slots do I have?
We're bonding. You only have one bonding slot. What happens here is you now have a magical the toy soldier has a magical aura that will grant you temporary hit points of. Let's see. I think it's like 1d10 temporary hit points, and then newfound strength. Okay, and once per day, you can invoke its dance.
Oh, nice!
The toy soldier dance.
Speaking of dancing,
I hope my doll has a dance.
The spell I cast on Frosty, dancing around, that actually lasts for 8 hours.
Oh no! poor gingerbread folk.
Thumpity thump.
Hey guys, look at Frosty go!
And it's just the thumpity thump part. It's just
over and over, thumpity thump.
No, so he's a little bit slower, but he's on his way here.
Yeah. Okay. Well, he's slowly falling behind. Behind the toboggan tracks. Once per day, you can invoke the dance and gain advantage on saving throw. Advantage on any saving throw.
Oh, nice!
So you can do that once per day.
Once a day, advantage on saving throw, and then how often do I get the temporary hit points?
Once per day, you get the 10 temporary hit points. I realize that Alex actually did not say how many hit points you get, so I'm just adding that in right now. There you go.
I would like to use the temporary hit points right now.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not sure.
Okay. Let's just do, instead of 1d10, just do a flat 10.
Okay, flat 10.
Yeah, that rolling sound, cut that part out.
That was me rolling.
The flat 10 gave me 9 more hit points than what I may have gotten.
All right. So now the wobbly wind-up doll is now going to...
It's an old person.
Do nothing, actually. You're right.
It ain't doing nothing today.
But then the plush griffin is now going to attack you. Who? You. Yes.
Good.
You, Krampus. Okay, let's see here. That's a 12.
It's not going to hit.
No, it's not. And a 14.
That's not going to hit
either. Oh, wow. Okay. Nope. All right. These toys are just not very as good as the penguins and the Yeti. All right. Let's go.
Okay. So because he mended it, does that mean it then attunes to him?
Yes.
So I have to fix this thing somehow? Because that's not necessarily my wheelhouse.
This is me shrugging my shoulders in audio.
Good. Yeah. That's good radio. All right. So you said that there's also. Okay, I'm going to then just try to heal it maybe with like...
Okay, okay.
All right, I'll do a laying on hands.
Okay, you still have to attempt to touch them.
Oh, good. Lay on hands is a good idea.
Yeah.
I'm going to lay on some hands for lay them cure. Hands okay. on them. And so it's dexterity?
Is this on the griffin?
On the griffin.
Yeah.
19.
You easily touch the griffin.
And is it like Jurassic Park when he's got the hands out in front of the
raptors? Like the hostility of the griffin has not changed.
Awesome, great. I'm glad I burned that charge there. Yep. Awesome, there great. I'm glad I burned my laying on of hands.
Is that a full action, or do you have one?
Well, because it's not a heal. I did cure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay.
And so I still didn't do nothing?
No.
That's fine. I don't even need any mending spells or nothing. I don't even want a griffin.
I want a stupid animal.
Just something I...
All right, well, that was my turn.
Yeah.
That's my action.
Just something I perceived. Santa did that mending very affectionately. I mean, I don't know if that has to be done with all the toys.
The look of indignation on her face.
I mean,
I'll be watching you. Be careful with that doll.
I don't know if that needs to be done with all the toys, but I mean, maybe I should try it on the doll.
I wonder if there's an ability check
that could help.
Roll to love.
So I'm
looking. Think about that for a minute.
I'll stew on that.
Is there anything else you want to try?
I can't. That was my action.
Okay, great. Now we go to Joy Kindle.
So I'm just going to try this. I'm mm-hmm. going to maybe we'll go to this hell doll and I'm going to pick it up and I don't really like I'm kind of just trying to feign affection or trying to exude affection.
Sure.
It comes off very very realistically, and I'll take this doll up and I'll just cradle it and hold it and I want to see if anything happens when I do.
The doll is completely stiff because of the hold person. So you like pick up like a mannequin is what it feels like.
Yeah.
And you are cradling a mannequin.
You mentioned that the toy soldier like shrunk down to a toy.
Yes.
Are these like not?
No, they're huge.
These are very large versions of the toys.
Okay. Well, then I guess I'm not picking up. I'm just kind of.
Yeah, it's like a large version.
this is really feeling awkward.
Start putting lipstick on. It's like, now you look just like mother.
There was a movie in the 80s. You guys remember this? Where there was a guy who lived in like a department store and at night. One
mannequin?
Of the mannequin?
Yeah, career opportunities?
It's called mannequin.
Oh, no.
It's called
mannequin.
Mannequin.
Yeah. Mannequin.
Yeah. Maybe we start dancing.
The fact that I know this, I don't even know. Okay.
Oh, I could, but maybe I do have some tinker's tools. Maybe I could try fixing it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's a good idea. And do you want to do a check on that? What you want to do?
Yeah, I do want to do a check on that. I have proficiency, so 9.
You can tell that there might be something a little bit wrong with it, but you probably need the key that's on the ground.
Sorry. That's my bad.
this is me glaring at.
Yeah. Glaring at you. Turns up.
There's no love lost between us.
Santa Claus.
All right. I am going to cast guidance on my good friend Krampus.
Oh,
yes, thank you could use it. Gives you a D4 on an ability check.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
As guidance glow. Excuse me. I'm casting a spell here.
Yeah, okay.
As guidance flows through you, Krampus, may the magic of the season guide your hands in restoring the plush griffin. Let each stitch be touched by Yuletide wisdom, crafting a toy reborn in festive harmony.
Okay.
Amen.
All right. So now you just need to find whatever ability check that you want to do.
Inspired.
Yeah.
Krampus feels inspired. Okay.
Wow.
What now? What next?
So now you get a plus D4 on any ability check that you want to do.
All right.
Cool. Is it my turn?
I'm going to concentrate on this for a minute.
Okay,
so
great.
You've got
I thought I was going to get attacked or something. Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to try sewing the griffin, that fabric over there. I'm going to try sewing it up a little bit.
All right. So you're going to get the fabric?
Yeah, I'm going to get it. I'm gonna sew it. So sleight of hand.
So you're going to try to sew
it back up together.
Okay, so you're going to try to, like,
fix it.
Mend the griffin, but you have to, like, it's, like, resisting to you. So
hey! Sit! I'm going to intimidate it first.
Okay. Oh, you want to do an intimidation? Yeah, okay, let's roll an intimidation. Okay. Yeah, let's roll an intimidation.
You can do the D4 on this one, too.
I feel like I'm going to need it for my sled.
Okay. Whatever.
Okay, we'll see what happens. Yeah. Let's see what happens. Okay, great. So intimidation, 24.
Wow. Okay. Oh.
Sit down!
And shut up!
Thank you, Sam. Thank you. That's the guidance I needed.
Merry Christmas.
As you
yell at this creature, it cowers before you into a small corner and leans back.
All right, now I'm going to sew it.
To try to attempt to sew it.
Which is sleight of hand, here we go. Okay. 14.
No. Wait, plus your D4.
Oh, yeah, yes,
one D4. With the D4. Oh!
Ooh, even with guidance.
You better not move a muscle.
Okay, 14 did not work.
Oh, ooh. Man, he's real broken up in here.
Yeah, yeah. My turn, right? When was my turn? Oh, was my turn supposed to come before? No,
yeah,
my
that's
turn.
Why I was like, "Are you gonna?" I thought the griffin was before me, but
it was before you. But I messed up, so now it's gonna take its turn. Now that you failed, it's going to snap at you.
No.
How long is the hold person?
A minute.
10 turns.
Yeah. 16.
That just hits. Yes. Yes. Does it goes to the attacker if it hits their armor class?
And then that one misses. 7. 7 damage. So there was a plus. It was a 2D whatever plus. All right. Now
I laugh at it. I go,
yeah. Yeah.
Because I'm gearing up for my next intimidation check.
Yeah. Okay. Go. Joy Kindle.
Okay. I'm gonna try. I assume I don't have to go too far to get this key.
Mm-hmm.
Probably just walking back.
It's just like she dropped it on the ground and then she spun to you. So you have to go like 10, 15 feet.
Yeah. Yeah. And just, I'll just, you know, probably maybe bring my mannequin with me.
Just carry the mannequin with you.
All right, and then I'm going to put the key in.
Okay, you put the key in.
Sounds like an SCP.
And you're going to try to fix it.
Don't turn your back on it. And then I put my key, and I'm going to try and fix it.
Okay, let's see your roll again with your tools.
Okay. I'm assuming a 13 isn't going to work, so I'm going to use my amulet.
There you go.
Festive.
Mm-hmm. As is most of what we do in Santa's workshop, Krampus.
All right, I'm taking more psychic damage.
17 is where it ends up.
17. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I forgot that I had to roll for success on the wisdom. What's a wisdom? What's the DC for the wisdom?
16.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't have made it. So you are able to fix the doll, and as you do so,
it's a Christmas miracle.
She stands up.
I am an elf.
She stands up straight and she regains her composure, and you can see that less wobbly and more graceful. And then she also shrinks down to a tiny size that can fit inside your pocket, and you feel that bonding presence.
Put her in my little pocket.
This is the doll. Wind up doll.
Tinsel tick.
What happens is that the player now feels like you have an extra level of stability now that you've given stability to the doll. It has a magic aura that applies to you that gives you a bonus to dexterity saving throws and allows you to have a light distracting wobble, believe it or not, that you can apply at will.
I'm sorry, I have a light you distracting wobble.
You have a
wobble
that now like, imposes disadvantage on attack rolls against
like
you.
Like I've had too much eggnog?
Yeah, like drunken, drunken eggnog drunk.
Great.
So now people get disadvantage against you with attack rolls. I'm going to put a restriction on that because Alex likes to hand out really powerful items.
No, I think it's fine.
We're going to go once per day.
Cool.
Curse you, Alex.
So once per day,
you can impose disadvantage to an attacker.
All attack rolls
for that turn. Okay. To attack rolls for until the end of your next turn, right?
Cool.
Now it is... Awesome.
Santa Claus.
Why does the doll make me wobble? I don't actually.
Because it was wobbly, and then now.
So no,
it's
you actually
composure.
Got a curse.
So you got like a curse ish.
A curse ish. So does I'm sorry. Does Santa dances?
Now? Santa dances.
Are you wanting Santa to be cursed, my friend?
No, of course not, Santa. I'm just kind of.
I'm sorry. You don't get to be like Santa. He dances, you wobble. I'm
just
sorry.
Trying to understand what happens. You're like, maybe his battle axe is bent now?
No.
Do you want me to have a bent battle axe?
So I fixed the wobbling, so now I wobble. So he.
To your benefit.
He fixed the bent sword.
Jolly Daniel, whose team are you on?
I don't think you always wobble. I think it's just that's.
At will wobbling.
At will wobble. Yeah. Just like Santa has an at will bent battle.
It's like a, yes.
Don't
All right. Is it my turn, good dungeon master?
It's your turn.
I would like to cast Guidance. Guidance, renew your influence on Krampus.
Doesn't Spirit, Guidance just last 10 turns?
No. It lasts. I concentrate on for it. A minute until you use it. It took you 6 seconds to squander the spell I cast on you, making it so like that me. I need to cast it again.
That sounds like me. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, that does sound like you. Just squandering your opportunities as soon as you get them. Like, yes. Your job to take care of this naughty list.
Can I cast my spell now?
Yeah, go for
all right,
it.
All right.
Guidance, renew your influence on Krampus. Spirits, guide her hands in fixing the plush griffin. Let this attempt be the charm that restores the whimsy and cheer. No, that was it.
That was
the shortest spell I've ever cast.
That's a cantrip. That is a cantrip, Jason.
I asked Alex to help me shorten these spells. For some feedback that I'm getting live.
Make it shorter. No, but like make it way shorter.
Literally, I cast a spell and then he gave me this thing and I responded, shorter? and that's what I got.
Okay.
Fabulous. All right. So I need to, again, get it to hold still for me, right?
Yes. But okay. I think I did my turn out of order, but we'll continue this way. Go ahead.
Okay, cool. I'm going to take my whip. I'm going to try to just like knock it prone by grabbing its foot. And just.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Let's try that. Let's see how effective that is.
So that's 20.
Also a 20.
Cool, but that goes to the attacker, right?
I think it goes to the defender, but I think
but we. Then I took damage.
AC is different. We'll let you. I'll let you have it.
We'll be here all night. We let him cast guidance every turn.
Well, yeah, I don't want to.
Wait, or I could just use my guidance.
Oh yes, okay, yeah, cool. Use your guidance, and you beat it. Yay! There you go. Hey,
okay, cool. And so now I got to try to sleight of hand this guy.
You go for it.
Come on, for all the Christmas marbles, whatever. The ornaments? I
don't all know. The Christmas ornaments. Five.
Five? Just to fix it. To fix it.
Oh, to fix it.
Yeah.
Oh, good, because I rolled a nat 20. If we were doing contested, you'd be in trouble. No.
Okay, still doesn't fix it. You mean the 14 last time that didn't fix it? Also, is it going to be fixed by a 5?
Yeah, also did not get fixed by a 5.
Am I going to have to cast a spell for a third time?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been squandering some guidance.
You have there. Been squandering the guidance that I've been providing for you.
It's going to attack you again.
Come for me.
Weren't you one who also squandered the naughty list?
19.
I squander. That's just who I am. Yeah, that'll hit. I'm going to quit after this.
Oh, no.
Santa's been
Nine.
Yelling at me.
Nine.
Okay, thanks. Santa's been yelling at me and wanting to lick my feet.
And now this.
I need a vacation.
Trick or treat, lick my feet, give me something good to eat.
All right, Joy Kindle. Oh, sorry, that was 11 damage.
Okay.
Is that what I said? Was 11, 6?
You said 7?
9. Oh, 9. I'm sorry, it was 9. I'm sorry.
It's fine. Don't
knocked one of my it. Dice over.
I eat 2 damage for breakfast.
All right, go ahead, Joy Kindle. The griffin is the only thing that is left.
Krimpus, look like you're struggling a little bit over there.
Yes, I am.
Would you like some help, or do you?
Please, do you have this? Please, no, no, just chill over there. While I'm having a crisis over here.
No, I understand. I wouldn't expect anything more from you.
I'm about to move to Thanksgiving. It's my holiday.
Expectation.
I'm going to cast Sanctuary as a bonus action on Krimpus.
Thank you. Because I'm not doing so hot.
And then that's a bonus action. Okay. So
you still have time?
I'm also going to offer her my help with my action.
Thank you. Hold him down.
Yeah, we'll hold him down.
Fantastic. Do you want to try to hold him down yourself right now? Because if you help, then you have to wait till her turn to do it, right?
So you're going to...
Yeah. However you want to do it.
All right, let's roll now. Let's just go ahead and see if you can hold it.
Okay. What am I testing?
Strength.
Strength.
Am I making an attack or just testing, making a strength?
Contest.
Okay.
I also rolled low.
Okay, and then I get the +2 from you, so that's 9.
You beat me.
Yeah. All right. It's a Christmas miracle.
It's a Christmas miracle. Oh. All right.
This griffin's powers better be good, is what
Santa
I'm saying.
Santa Claus.
I All think right. It's going to make you patchy.
It's going to make you patchy.
Guidance again for the third time, Krampus! Spirits, guide her hands and bring success to mend the plush griffin! May the third time be the charm! The Christmas charm! The holiday cheer we need this day!
Wow, he's so great.
This is magical.
Merry Christmas!
Oh. I'm so stoked on Christmas right now. Don't cry, Santa.
I can't help it. Your failure is embarrassing. Not just to me and to Jolly Kindle, but look at all these misfit toys. They already think the worst of us. And here you are blundering again and again and again. Just get this doll, please.
All right, I'm rolling. Gah!
Okay. Wait. No, nobody okay. can see your dice from here.
It's a five.
Just make up a number.
Wait. First off, I did cast Sanctuary, and technically the griffin goes first, and I don't want the Sanctuary to go to waste.
Sure. So. But we put the griffin afterwards, so...
You changed that.
So, yeah, we changed the turn order.
Okay, but the second thing is I held him down.
Yes, I want to give you a bonus. We'll give you advantage because he's being held.
Okay. Let's give advantage. Another roll.
17.
Another Christmas.
Were you guys watching that time?
Yes, it's so succeeded? Good.
I hate Christmas.
I hate you all. I hate you guys. And as you sew on the patch.
My heart has shrunk 2 sizes today.
Now, the best way to spread Christmas cheer is to sing loud for all to hear.
I'm going to be spreading some Christmas cheer with this here whip here in a few minutes.
The little griffin shrinks down into the size of a small toy, and you can feel this heartfelt, just warm feeling deep down inside, and the griffin's magical aura that you can feel only to you again. These are not like huge auras that apply to everybody. Provides you a bonus to charisma-based skill checks. Let's make that the +2. And then we will also... Alex also gave it a ability to inspire allies, granting them advantage on the next saving throw once per day. Okay. So you can give everyone advantage on a saving throw.
Cool.
So it's
almost like perfect for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. To help.
And no curse as well.
No patches. Sorry.
Weird.
Gord Lord.
Wow. Weird. A beneficial curse.
Sucks to suck, Gord Lord.
As you save this final misfit toy, the darkness tends to lighten up, and the weird rifts in space-time around the building disappear, and the Yuletide Muse is able to enter. The facility, and then she says to you, "I have located the Unraveler."
I knew you could do it.
Oh, nice.
I need to expend some hit dice here because I am bloodied.
Yes, well, you can do that when we return on the next episode of Adventure AI. Thank you. As you face the Unraveler, good luck. Will they save Christmas or will it be forever doomed? Everything lies within the hands of Santa Claus, Krampus, and Joy Kindle. Find out next year after Christmas.
Around Valentine's.
Whether or not they saved it. It will save it for 2024.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Christmas, and to all a good night.
Merry Christmas.